Takamatua, or Te Ture, the Law Commission, is an independent Crown entity operating under its own statute. It reports to the minister responsible for the Law Commission, and their purpose is to promote the systemic review, reform and development of law in this country. Now, a raft of recommendations were presented to Parliament on Friday by the Law Commission about the changes needed to the Evidence Act of 06 to promote the just and efficient determination of court proceedings. With us this morning is the Law Commission President, Tamakura Kawhiri. Te tui nei, kia ora rawatu koe. Amakura, thanks for joining us today on Pakiwa.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Thank you. It's neat to have you at the head of the Law Commission, Ehine. What is the hearsay rule?
Sure, the hearsay rule, a hearsay statement is a statement which is made out of court. And a hearsay rule says that those kinds of statements are not admissible in court proceedings. There are some exceptions to that, but the key thing about hearsay is that because a statement is made outside of court, it's considered to be unreliable, and the preference is to have evidence given directly in court so that the judge or the jury can assess a person's demeanour and test the evidence through cross-examination.
Tēnā koe, the Law Commission's arguing that there should be some exceptions for Mātauranga Māori and Te Tikanga to normalise its use as evidence that's hearsay. Why? Can you explain to our listeners why that would be a more even playing field?
Yeah, so the hearsay rule assumes that out-of-court statements are inherently unreliable. That's why there's a preference for evidence to be given directly in court. The issue for Māori and for tikanga and mātauranga is where the evidence includes kōrero tuku iho, that is treated as inherently unreliable evidence because it's hearsay. So statements that were made by our tupuna and handed down over the generations are hearsay statements, so they get caught by the rule. So what we have recommended is a specific exception for this kind of evidence so that it can be more easily admitted in court.
Tough one in this political climate. We'll touch on that in the moment. So a code of conduct recommended for expert witnesses such as kaumātua. Can you flesh that out for us a little?
Yes. Yeah. So there's another rule in the Evidence Act dealing with opinion evidence. So you can't give an opinion as a witness in court unless you're an expert. So if you are going to give expert opinion as a witness, then you have to abide by a code of conduct for expert witnesses, which is part of the High Court rules. The issue we found with this code of conduct for witnesses who wish to give evidence of tikanga or mātauranga is that it's really designed for technical or professional experts rather than people giving evidence of tribal knowledge or lived experience. So, for example, the code of conduct provides that an expert witness has an overriding duty to assist the court impartially. They have to state their qualifications as an expert, state reasons for their opinion, specify literature or other material that they rely on, describe tests and so on. So the code is really designed for a different type of expert witness, if you like. And one of the problems that we heard about from people we spoke to during our project is that relevant mātauranga and tikanga expertise will often exist among members of a whānau or a hapū or iwi that's party to a proceeding. And we heard that, of course, for those parties, it's important to have their own experts, people who are qualified through their whakapapa, to give evidence on their tikanga and mātauranga. But the type of evidence can be criticised for not being sufficiently independent, and there's some uncertainty about when it can be offered. So what we have recommended in our report is for the Rules Committee, which is responsible for the Code of Conduct, to review the code to make sure that it is going to facilitate this kind of evidence being given more readily.
Thank you. When we talk about mātauranga Māori statements from our tūpuna, it would sit quite comfortably with our Māori involved or in big roles within the legal framework. Would our senior Māori within the legal system would know? And it sort of comes at the same time as cultural reports have been turned away, and it's a very difficult political climate, isn't it, to advance some of these kaupapa. What other issues did the Law Commission recommend on Friday, Amakura?
Right, well, I'll just comment on that. We've concluded that the recommendations that we've made will help improve consistency in practice, and they'll also help improve the efficiency of court proceedings. Ideally, the recommendations, if implemented, will also make giving evidence simpler and less stressful for witnesses. But we're confident that they will primarily make proceedings more efficient and consistent. And those are all aims of the legislation. So they squarely fit within the terms of reference for the project, which is to make sure that the Evidence Act, is working as it was intended, and that it's facilitating the right sort of information being brought before court. So they're important recommendations, we think. They're important reforms, but they're also relatively modest in the sense that that's what they're aimed at, but they're aimed at facilitating efficient and consistent court proceedings. And what we found during our research is that this evidence has already been given. It's just that parties are having to go through technical hoops to bring it into court. So I understand your comment about it being a difficult political climate potentially for these sorts of issues, but that's certainly how we see these recommendations, that there are improvements to the current structure. In terms of your other question about other recommendations, we made 27 in total. So the report covers a vast array of different types of issues under the Act. If I were to pick a couple that might be of interest, one is that we have recommended creating specific safeguards for the admission of prison informant evidence, sometimes called jailhouse snitch evidence. We've also made recommendations for reforms to a rule that governs when improperly obtained evidence can be admitted in court, and I'm happy to explain those if you'd like.
Well, a lot of people have gone down because of what Prisoner X has said in court. So those jailhouse snitch, fair description. What are you proposing there?
Yeah, that's right. So evidence from other prisoners or prison informants has been used very frequently in our courts and criminal prosecutions. The issue with this type of evidence is that, again, it's inherently risky or unreliable evidence because of incentives provided or promised to the informers. So there's always a risk that the evidence is not real, it's not true. At the moment, the Evidence Act doesn't say anything about this particular type of evidence, so we think that there's a gap in the law. We've recommended a provision that would provide the evidence is not allowed to be admitted into court unless the judge is satisfied of its reliability, and we've given in our report a range of factors that a judge might consider in making that assessment.
Tēnā koe. And of course, you touched on gathering evidence improperly as well, and that sort of ties in with this. Well, firstly, thanks very much, Amakura, to you as the head of the Law Commission, Te Kamatua o Te Ture, for putting forward recommendations to get a fairer situation for those who find themselves in front of the courts. And I hope it finds some traction. What would need to happen for these recommendations to take effect?
Well, what happens now is that the government and the Ministry of Justice will read our report. It's nearly 300 pages long, so we need to give them a bit of time. And then they will consider the recommendations we have made and decide how they wish to proceed. So the ball's in their court at this point now.
Well, if you put in 20 or 30 recommendations, what would be a good day at the office for you then?
Implementation of all of them within this parliamentary term, obviously.
Well, we'll cross our fingers. Hope springs eternal. Thanks very much. Nice talking with you again. Amakura Ngamahi.
Thanks, Dale.
Tēnā koe. All the best. Amakura Kawhiru, who heads Takamata o Te Ture, the Law Commission.